Hey, boys and girls, this is our children's message for Easter Sunday, and I wanted to show everyone a picture. Renee, my wife, took this picture in Israel. This is a picture of a tomb, and the reason I wanted us to look at this is that part of the story of Jesus rising from the dead is, remember, Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins, and then when he died on the cross, they put him in a tomb. And on Sunday morning, some women went to the tomb to anoint his body, and they say these words that might sound strange to us and the way we do burial now. And that is, the women said, when we get there, who will roll the stone away? Now, if you go to a cemetery, we have one right here at Mount Olive. If you go to a cemetery, you're thinking there aren't any stones that roll away. Those are called headstones. They sit in place, and they have the person's name on it and things like that. But in Israel, long ago, they had a hole in the dirt and in the rock that they would dig out of there and then put their loved ones into the tomb. And this stone here can roll in front of the door. And that's what they would do. This is not Jesus' tomb. It's just a picture of a tomb. They're all over Israel. They did this over and over again. So you will drive around Israel and see tombs that look like this, and so we took a picture of it, and this stone can be rolled over the door, or it can be opened up for the door. But guess how heavy that is? This picture is, this is about a big, big rock. This stone weighs many hundreds of pounds. The women were very serious when they were saying, we're going to go to the tomb of Jesus, and we want to anoint his body with oils. That was a special thing they could do for him. And then when they were on their way, they thought, but wait a minute, how are we going to move this stone out of the way? And they're thinking to themselves that they wouldn't be able to do it, and they're probably right that they wouldn't be able to move that stone. So they kept walking there, and when they got there, guess what they found? They didn't have to roll the stone away. Again, this isn't Jesus' exact tomb. This is a picture of a similar one. But when they got there, it looked just like this. The stone had already been rolled away. That was something that is the first thing they saw that made them think, what is happening this morning? Jesus was crucified. He was on the cross for us on Friday. And then on Sunday morning, they went expecting to find him in the tomb. When they got there, the stone was already rolled away. An angel had done that, right? An angel of the Lord had come, pushed that heavy stone out of the way, and Jesus, who was dead and now was alive, Jesus walked out of this tomb. He was alive. That was Easter Sunday. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, rose again on Sunday morning, and the church, ever since that time, has been celebrating the salvation we have in Jesus, who was crucified and who rose again. This tomb was left open so that people could come and, guess what? Look into the tomb. And Mary Magdalene looked into the tomb, and she saw Jesus wasn't in his tomb. And she went and saw Peter and John and said, Jesus isn't in the tomb, and I don't know where he is. And Peter and John ran to this tomb. Again, not this one, but one like it. They looked in. No Jesus. Once again, no Jesus. They weren't quite sure what to make of that, and they went home. And Mary Magdalene turned around, and she saw Jesus. She saw that he was alive. And then she went and told those disciples, guys, I've seen the Lord. But this was the first evidence that our Lord Jesus was risen from the dead. In a tomb that looked like this, not like a modern one, but cut into the side of a hill, the very, very heavy stone. An angel pushed that away, and Jesus walked out, and the stone was left out of the way so that the people could look in, and many people did. They would go to the tomb and look in and say, Jesus is not here. He is not dead. He is risen. That's our hope. Hope you have a blessed Easter. God's blessings to you.